Open enrollment is over. Did you miss the deadline? And now you're without health insurance? Hi, I'm Rob West. The good news is there's a terrific alternative to health insurance that will make you glad you missed that deadline. Lauren Gydeck is here to tell you about it. And then it's on to your calls and questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's always great to have Lauren Gydeck on the program because she always brings good news. Lauren is Vice President of Communications and Media at Christian Healthcare Ministries, an underwriter of this program. And Lauren, it's great to have you back.
Yes, thank you, Rob, for having me back. Appreciate it.
It's always a joy. Lauren, why is Christian Healthcare Ministries a lifesaver for folks who might have missed that open enrollment deadline?
I love that question. We are a health cost-sharing ministry, not an insurance company. So that means, your listeners can join Christian Healthcare Ministries at any time of the year, and they don't have to wait for an open enrollment season.
That's great. There's a sign on the building. It says always open. So yeah, you can come right in. Now, you say you're not health insurance. So what is CHM and how does it work?
Yeah, so CHM is a medical cost sharing organization. Like I said, we're not an insurance company. And it's a biblical concept. We're based on Acts 2 and 4, where all of the early church, the believers, all gathered together and shared what they had with each other so that there was no one in need. They pooled their resources together, and then, nobody was left out in the cold. So that's what CHM does with medical bills for our members, and we've shared over $10 billion in our members' medical bills since we started 40-plus years ago.
Wow. Yeah, CHM is the oldest in this space. That $10 billion number is staggering. Now, Lauren, of course, this is not just for people who might have missed that open enrollment deadline, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of folks who find themselves in life transitions. So they might have lost their job and their employer provided health insurance, or they might be changing jobs for a different reason. And then we have a lot of entrepreneurs who they don't have insurance through their employer, and they find that CHM is a great fit for them.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned at the top of the program that folks might be glad they missed the deadline, and that's because of the cost of membership in CHM. So would you compare CHM to health insurance from a cost standpoint?
Yeah, sure. So in a nutshell, CHM has different programs ranging from $92 to $267 per month for an individual. And none of that is based on your health history, your age, your weight, anything like that. It's the same charge depending on the program that you choose, and we have several you can choose from. And then we have what's called personal responsibility. So, that's not exactly like a deductible, but it has to do with out-of-pocket costs. And for most families on our Gold program, that is no more than $3,000 a year. So if your listeners know anything about high insurance deductibles, we're really quite affordable compared to that.
Mm. Yeah, that's helpful. Now, of course, the first word in your name is Christian, so there's also a spiritual component to CHM. What is that?
Yes, so our flagship verse is Galatians 6:2, which is carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And that's the whole reason we exist. We are here to help financially, but we are also here to help support each other spiritually through prayer, through encouraging emails and cards and letters, and just being, the extended body of Christ to the people that we serve.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. And obviously with inflation high, folks really feeling the squeeze in their budget and this area of health costs just seemingly rising all the time, CHM can be a real blessing. I'm sure you hear that from your members all the time, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
They very much appreciate that. All right, Lauren, for those folks who want to learn more and maybe explore this for themselves or their family, where do they go?
Yes, you can go to our website, chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Or you can give us a call at 800-791-6225.
Awesome. Well, Lauren, we appreciate you stopping by as always. Thanks for being on the program.
Oh, thank you again so much. Appreciate it.
All right, folks, go check it out, chministries.org. That's chministries.org. That was Lauren Gydeck of Christian Healthcare Ministries. Now, your calls are next. What are you thinking about financially? Call right now at 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Who doesn't love getting a compliment? It's always nice, but the weight of it depends on where it comes from. If a colleague applauds you at work, that feels good. But what if it's the president, the king, or the prime minister commending you in public? Well, every believer has the hope of an even bigger public acknowledgement. In Matthew 25, we read that Jesus will say to some, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." But who are we to hear such words from Jesus? That is God's grace on display. You'll see Jesus more clearly through time in God's Word. Visit getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
The Friends of Israel Today keeps a finger on the pulse of what's happening in Israel.
Yesterday, there were 66 new wounded soldiers, which in Israel numbers, it's a lot of wounded soldiers.
Yes.
Relatively to the United States, it's like you had in one day 500 soldiers would be getting wounded.
Yes.
Or 1,000, okay? The hospitals in Israel are full with the wounded soldiers. They get the rehabilitation start now.
Hear the Friends of Israel Today every Saturday afternoon at 2 Central on AFR.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. All right, it's time to take your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today and help you tackle whatever you're thinking about financially. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. We're looking forward to getting into God's Word today and really uncovering those truths related to biblical financial wisdom. And we know you've got a variety of questions on your mind, whether it's your lifestyle, maybe it's that spending plan or getting out of debt once and for all. Maybe you want to know how to give more wisely. Whatever it is, we'll be here to tackle it with you. So give us a call. All right, let's dive in today. We're going to begin in North Carolina. Thomas, go ahead.
Good morning. I really appreciate your program. I listen to it often, and I really like your compliments about Larry Kent. He was a genuine, true Christian fellow, I tell you.
That's so true.
My question is regarding this tax year 2023. I have IRAs and the RMD requirements. Do I have till April the 15th to withdraw for 2023? I've been doing the withdrawals, the RMDs, for a few years now. I'm 75, soon to turn 76.
I see. Yes, sir. No, you only have until April 1st for the year following the year you turn age to begin taking it. So that's only a first-year provision. From that point forward, you need to be taking your RMD by December 31st each year.
Well, I'm in trouble then, I guess. What, is there any grace period to that at all? Would the IRS have any understanding with that?
Well, you know, you'll probably pay a very, I mean, the key is to get it in, you know, as soon as you can,
right.
Because, you know, they'll have a excise tax on the shortfall. And, you know, if you can show that it was due to a reasonable error and then you've taken steps to remedy it, that penalty may be waived by the IRS. So there is, you know, the ability potentially, to have that waived. I would check. Do you use a CPA, Thomas?
No, I just use a tax preparer, and she's very good at what she does, but I do not have a CPA, no.
Okay, all right. Well, you should be able to, you know, take care of that. I would just get that in as soon as you can, and
right.
then you could request
right.
a waiver. So if you feel that you missed the deadline due to reasonable error, then you can ask them to waive that excise tax. It's Form 5329. And then you would attach a letter of explanation for the waiver. Again, that's 5329. And, you know, then that would allow you potentially to miss out on that 25% excise tax.
Okay.
They don't mess around with these RMDs, so we need to get them in every year on time.
10-4. Thank you very kindly, sir.
All right, Thomas, thank you for your call today, sir. God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you with any questions today you have on your mind. Let's go to Louisiana. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you? Nice
Great.
To talk to you again.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, so I have $10,000 in my savings, which is not getting too much money. It's probably about my, a little over my 3 months expense, the money you say to put aside.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't know whether I should get a CD or do something with some of it, or what do you think?
Yeah. So let me just make sure I understand. So you said you have $10,000 in savings. What do you spend typically on a monthly basis?
Probably about $2,000, $2,200.
Okay, so $2,200. Let's round it up. Let's say it's $2,500. If you put everything in, like you're putting aside for Christmas, you know, 1/12 of that every month, and some things that only come up once or twice a year, like an insurance payment. You know, I'd love for you to have a minimum of $7,500, all the way up to $15,000. So I think you're in a pretty good spot here, Mary, in terms of that $10,000. Now, with the emergency fund, by definition, we want that money readily available for you, so you've got it in the event of the unexpected. The problem with a CD is, although we'd get maybe an extra percentage point on the yield from a high-yield savings account that's completely liquid, it becomes illiquid without a penalty, at least for a period of time. So what I would do is just keep that in a high-yield savings account in an online bank with FDIC insurance linked to your primary checking account. So let's say your checking account is with a local brick-and-mortar bank. You go online, you open an online savings. You could go to bankrate.com to find out who has the most compelling rates right now. Put that $10,000 in that online savings, and that way, you know, you're only 2 to 3 days away from getting that back into your checking if something unexpected comes, but you're still getting a decent rate of return. You know, on $10,000, you know, you're going to make $450 over a course of 12 months. Now, that's not anything to be excited about, but it's $450 is a lot of money. So, you know, you'll give up maybe an extra $100 on that from a CD, but I think it's worth it to have ready access to it. Does that make sense?
I have it in credit unions. One's my business account, one's my personal.
Okay, great.
So where do I go again? Say that again.
Yeah, so the place to find, and you may be getting a competitive interest rate on savings with your credit union, so you may want to just start right there. If you felt like you could do better, I'd go to bankrate.com, bankrate.com. Right there at the top of the page, you can click on high yield savings, and you'll see as of today, who has the very best rates. And you're going to want to look at their rating, their five-star rating system, just to make sure that they, you know, it's a highly rated bank in terms of, you know, their customer service and a whole host of issues that factor into that. It will also tell you whether they have any fees. You want a fee-free savings option. It will tell you if they have any minimums. You know, in some cases, it might be a $2,500 minimum or it might be $25,000. It really just depends. So you're going to want to look at that. But then you could compare that, and if, you know, if the best high yield savings today is 4.6% and you're getting one, well, then it might, you know, behoove you to go ahead and make the switch. At least you'd be getting a little better rate of return. But the key is you've got that FDIC insurance and still complete liquidity. So if you need that money, it's readily available.
Okie dokie. All right.
Does that sound good?
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your call. We appreciate it, Mary. Thanks for being on the program today. You know, as we think about this emergency fund, I had a caller recently who was asking about the emergency fund. You know, she had this amazing story that just, I think, really hit home about the emergency fund that came into play in her life. And, you know, she started listening to the program. She had some credit card debt, had no emergency savings. And she said, Rob, I was started to hear you talk about this and was really struck by the fact that I need to get out of debt and I need to start setting something aside. Well, fast forward, you know, about 8 months, she had paid off her credit card debt. She had saved her emergency fund. And she said, almost to the day that my emergency fund was fully funded, I lost my job. I didn't see it coming, but I did. And she said, I was able to weather that storm. She said, there's more than that. She said, actually, the Lord started working on me when that happened around this idea that I was to be called, and he was calling me to full-time missions overseas. And she said, Rob, I don't think I would have been able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in my life and respond to it in the way that I did if I didn't have that emergency fund in place. But I had the ability to stop and listen and not be concerned about immediately finding that next job. She said, would you know, next month I'm leaving for full-time missions. And I just wanted to say that God does provide and these principles are true. And I think that's a great illustration of what's possible. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Back with Judith's question and perhaps yours at 800-525-7000. Stick around.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Sometimes it can be hard to catch each live broadcast. This could be due to your job, school, or just life in general. We understand, which is why you don't have to miss out. The AFR podcast page is where you can find all of your favorite shows. Whether it's old or new, you can listen and download each broadcast that you've missed, including the ones you've already heard. Just visit the podcast page at afr.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
My wife's aunt passed away, and we received a considerable inheritance from that. We talked to the people at AFA Foundation, and they were very caring. What excites us about the charitable gift annuity is we will always have income coming in. It will be steady. We won't outlive it.
See if a charitable gift annuity is right for you. Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Because of my past health history, finding affordable health care was nearly impossible. But then I found CHM, where costs are not adjusted based on medical history. Christian Healthcare Ministries even provides the freedom to choose my own providers. And the best part? CHM members pray for me. Too good to be true? It's not. I'm a proud member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if you think it could be right for you, learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. This is where we apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices, helping you see God as your ultimate treasure and money a tool to accomplish His purposes. We'd love to hear your questions today. We've got some lines open, and Pat is in today taking your calls. We're delighted to have Pat on our team today. You can get right through right now at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Hey, before we go back to the phones, let me mention our campaign, our partnership with Preborn continues today and tomorrow. We'd love to invite you to partner with us. You know, there's an incredible opportunity to allow ultrasounds to give the ability for a mom to hear her baby's heartbeat and to see the precious life within her. Here's what happens. When that occurs, the ultrasound, 80% of the moms choose to keep their baby, and these are moms who are often considering abortion. Well, through our partnership with Preborn, we're asking you to help us help moms choose life, and we'd like to offer 4,500 moms the opportunity to have an ultrasound and to hear their baby's heartbeat in partnership with you. And we're not quite there. So we need you to step up and help us. Your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with the message of life. And they continue to provide these moms with ongoing services. It's incredible. Baby clothes and diapers and counseling and much more. It's provided free of charge for up to 2 years. But here's the other piece, and this is what's so exciting. They share the love of Christ with these women as well. Over the past 17 years, Preborn partner clinics have counseled over 500,000 women. They've seen 280,000 babies' lives saved. But here's the really key part. In addition to that, which is amazing, 80,000 women have surrendered their lives to Christ. And so if you'd like to be a part of this, just head to AFR.net. That's AFR.net. Right there at the top of the page, you'll see the link to jump on board and be one of those 4,500 ultrasounds we're looking to secure this week. That's AFR.net. Or if you want to call, you've got a pen handy, call 877-616-2396. All right, we're going to head back to the phones again. We've got maybe two lines open. You can call right now with your financial questions, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Virginia. Judith, you've been waiting patiently. How can I help?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for your tremendous ministry and how you guide the population in godly ways financially. I appreciate
thank you so much, Judith. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that.
Let's see. First of all, I'm a widow. I'm 76. I'm debt-free except for a small mortgage on a home that I just built 2 years ago to be near my son. Okay. The mortgage payment is $351. But my main question is, I don't feel comfortable with my money in the bank that I'm using. It's a quite a large bank, but I'm reading a lot of negativity about it, and they're I understand they're not doing mortgages anymore, so I just don't feel comfortable. So I withdrew my savings. I have a cashier's check for $30,500 and some odd. I did that this week. I don't know where to put the money, and then I have about 50 in checking accounts. I want to withdraw that too, and I don't know what to do. I have a financial planner, but but that's pretty much about stock markets and all of that. But
yeah.
My husband handled all that. I don't really know. I don't have that expertise that he did.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm delighted you called. And, you know, I certainly resonate with what you're saying about wanting to make sure, you know, the bank that you're doing business with, you feel good about that, both in terms of their strength as well as alignment with your values. How important is it, Judith, for you to have a local branch that you can walk into? Is that something that's important?
Well, I'm in great physical condition. Praise the Lord for that. I would definitely like to have it because this bank is close to my church, which is almost 20 miles away since I moved. So it's not convenient. But more than that, I just don't care about what I'm reading I feel like it's going to go out of business at some point.
Yeah, very good. Let me give you a couple of options. I mean, one of the things I was going to suggest is the Christian Community Credit Union, and then you'd know that they were aligned with your values. But you're not going to have the option to walk into a branch with Christian Community Credit Union, so that may not be a good option. So the other option, I think, beyond that would be a couple of things. Number one is you could go to bankrate.com, and any of the banks that are in your area that you're considering, you could just do a quick search and just see, you know, how they're rated. This isn't going to give you any kind of understanding of values alignment, but it will give you an understanding of just the strength of the bank, because I know that's part of your concern. You're seeing some trends along the lines of not offering mortgages and other things that's given you some concerns about their financial stability, and I certainly get that, and that's where bankrate.com could be helpful. Beyond that, let me direct you to a second website. It's called Inspire Insight. Inspireinsight.com. And they actually pull in data from repositories and data sources all over the world to really help you understand what a company's doing with regard to values alignment. So what are they doing with their corporate funds, and what are their practices, and would they be, are they doing things that, you know, might be concerning to a Christian along the lines of your convictions? And so that would be a way for you to understand kind of what's going on at that bank with regard to a values alignment. And I think if you put those two things together, Inspire Insight on the value side and bankrate.com on the stability and customer service and strength, then, you know, maybe there'll be one that emerges as, you know, the best option, if that makes sense.
Okay. And I want to be able to, you know, I want to put the savings money so that it's earning money, it's working for me,
and
yet be able to draw it out if I need it.
I do need to take a quick break. So let's talk about that piece of it when we come back, if you can hold the line, because there is an element to how you maximize that return as a part of this decision making. So Judith, you stay right there. John in Iowa, we're coming your way right after the break as well. Call right now with your questions. We'll be right back.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Horrific attacks on Israel, rising global tension, and civil unrest in America are causing people to wonder, are we living in the end times? This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress begins a six-part study providing biblical answers to frequently asked questions about the future. Join us for the brand new series, Are We Living in the End Times? On Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor?
someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We'd love to hear from you today. Looks like we've got two lines open. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before the break, we were talking to Judith. Judith was concerned about just some things she's been reading and seeing about her bank, and therefore she's looking to make a change. And I was sharing before the break that Judith could use Bankrate.com and InspireInsight.com to really try to zero in on a bank that both aligns with her values and has good strength. Judith, you brought up a good point about the yield and, you know, whether you're earning a reasonable rate of return on the money. Obviously, any bank you use, or credit union, you'd want to either have FDIC insurance or NCUA insurance. I think that's important just from a stability standpoint. So if something ever did happen, we would see the government, like, is, you know, and this happened last year with when a few banks failed, they'll step in to keep, protect the money and give you liquidity. So that's important. But, you know, with regard to the yield, I think you ought to look at that as you're evaluating the bank. Now, one option is with your operating account, which would be essentially your checking account where you're paying your bills, you know, you may not get a whole lot in the way of yield. But with anything beyond what you need for a month's time, you know, you could put it into savings and look to use a second bank for your savings. And here's why. If you'd be comfortable using an online bank for at least the savings portion, then you could get that yield up with a high yield savings account to 4.6% right now. Now, that's going to move around. And as rates change this year, that rate's probably coming down. But at least you'd get some good money, you know, on that $50,000 or so that you might consider your emergency fund, you know, because at 4.6%, that's almost $2,300 in interest over the next 12 months. So that would be important. And if it's linked electronically, Judith, to your checking account, then you'd have the ability, you know, within a couple of days' time without any fees through what's called an ACH transfer to move that money into your checking account if you needed it. But while it's just sitting there, at least it's earning a better rate of return. And Bankrate.com could help you find that high-yield savings account that you could use as a second option alongside your primary checking. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, are you specifying where we're getting the 4.6%, or that's what I should be looking for?
That's, yeah, probably about the best rate you're going to find today. I'm not going to specify okay. a particular institution, but for instance, if you go to Bankrate.com right now and you click on high yield okay. savings, what you're going to see is that the very best high yield savings rates with FDIC insurance are around that 4.6% number. So, you know, that would be, I mean, you're going to see maybe one or two that get up over five, but that's going to be pretty uncommon. So anyway, I would look at these options as you're considering where you're going and then make that call.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. And again, thank you for all that you do for all the population out there listening to you.
Well, I appreciate that, Judith. Hey, I'd like to give you a gift. If you stay on the line, we'll get your information. I want to send you a book. It's called Wise Women Managing Money. And it's written by a good friend of mine, Miriam Neff. And her husband passed away. She became a widow. And she wrote this book for other widows just to understand all of the ins and outs of the things you need to know, but from a biblical viewpoint. And Miriam has also started a ministry called Widow Connection for this purpose. And I think this book will be a real blessing to you, Judith. It's just our gift to you for calling today. So you stay on the line and we'll get it in the mail, okay?
Thank you. And maybe that'll open up a ministry for me to
Well, there you go. Excellent. Well, that'd be phenomenal. Maybe you all could study that book together. Will you check it out? And hey, if you do that, let me know. I'd be delighted to hear that is the way the Lord led you. God bless you, Judith. Let's go to Iowa. Hi, John. How can I help?
Hey, Rob. Hey, thanks so much for the show. It's just great and does wonders for everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, my question is, I'm a 60-year-old guy and I'm starting to study up a little bit about retirement. Then as I'm looking into Social Security and other stuff, I'm finding out about IRMA. And can you talk a little bit more about IRMA? What is that exactly? And I think I might fall under the category where I might have to pay some of these IRMA surcharges. Are there some things I should maybe be doing now?
Yeah.
Not that, I mean, I'll pay my fair share of the taxes, but I don't want to pay more than maybe I should. And are there some steps, strategies maybe I should do now to help lower that in the future?
Yeah, very good. Well, I appreciate that question, and I'm delighted to hear that you're thinking ahead, John, and trying to plan for that season of life. IRMA is basically a surcharge that if you have a certain income above a certain amount that has been established by the IRS, then you're going to pay this surcharge in addition to your Medicare Part B and D premiums. So the Part B and then the Part D, which is the prescription drug coverage, you're going to have that. And Social Security determines who pays that, and it's based on a two-year look back. So they're going to look at your income for the past 2 years, and if you fall into one of these brackets where your income is up over a certain level, then that's when it's going to dictate what your charge is. Are you married filing jointly, John?
No, I'm single.
Single. Okay. So basically, if you're, at least for this year, for 2024, if your income is above 103,000 or below 103,000, you have no IRMA on top of your plan premium, you know, and then it goes up from there. It could either be $13 per premium payment, $33, $53, or $74, all the way up to $81 if you make over $500,000 a year. So, you know, we're talking somewhere between $13 and $81 a month that would be added on top of that Part B and D. The only way for you to get out of that would just be to start working on lowering your taxable income. And so that would be things like, you know, charitable contributions where you itemize or getting more going into retirement plans just to stay under that. You know, it's a nominal amount. I'm not saying it's insignificant because I realize, you know, in that season of life, money's tight and we certainly don't want to have a $50 a month payment if we don't have to, but it's ultimately going to come down to your reportable income, whether or not you can avoid that. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it does. So, all right, I'll start looking into that and hopefully have some plans what's not quite so bad.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, John. Hey, God bless you, bud. Call anytime. Let's go to Tennessee. Hi, Mark. How can I help you? Mark, are you with us? All right, we're having trouble getting Mark on the line. Let's have our team see if we can get that squared away, and we will go to Texas. Hi, Bill. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Well, I have a question. I hope I can word it correctly. It has to do with being a member of a credit union, and I would like to be sure that I can be in a credit union that has a local, not a local branch, but where I could find some other credit union that would interface with that one.
Yes.
So I understand there's some of those that do that.
Yeah. Are you talking about basically an ATM access or branches
or
both?
A branch yeah. Where I can be a member of one that's way off in the other part of the nation, but go into a localized branch and do service with them.
Yeah, so a great example of that is Christian Community Credit Union. So if you go to joinchristiancommunity.com, you can check that out. They've got 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, but more than that, they've got over 5,600 shared branches, and you can actually do a search for a co-op shared branch or ATM right on their website. So joinchristiancommunity.com. Most community credit unions will offer this. Christian Community certainly does. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
This is Jan Markell. Next on Understanding the Times Radio, I talked to Tom Hughes and Brandon Holthaus as the end time clock moves to 10 seconds to midnight. The Antichrist system is being prepped today, so it will be ready to go for the man with the plan, Mr. Fix-It. Who is behind these plans, and how do they manifest today? That's next on Understanding the Times Radio.
Saturday afternoon at 1 Central and Sunday afternoon at noon Central on American Family Radio.
It was a bad move. Target invited men who say they feel like women into restrooms and changing areas designated for women. They probably guessed other retailers would follow their lead, but they were wrong. Others saw that bandwagon was headed in the wrong direction. We're not ready to sacrifice the safety of women and children for the sake of progressive bathroom policies. Invite Target to make a better move. Sign the Boycott Target Pledge at afa.net.
Have you downloaded the Faith Fi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the Faith Fi app?
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. You can call right now with lines open at 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. Let's head back to the phones to Tennessee. Hi, Mark. How can we help?
Well, I'm retired, and I'm on my wife's insurance, and I'm 67, she's 65. What I was wondering is there some type of program, a company, assistance that will guide me with respect to choosing a Medicare supplement, including dental and eyewear and prescription?
Yes. Yeah, very good. Well, there's a couple of rating systems out there that folks that do provide reviews on these various Medicare supplements. So, for instance, one of those would be Forbes. They regularly update their list of Medicare supplement providers. So you could just do a quick search for Forbes Medicare supplement rating. Another one is called NerdWallet. It's kind of a funny name, but nerdwallet.com. They update theirs regularly as well with the best Medicare supplement insurance companies. You could also go to AARP, and they have a tool there, which is a Medicare plan finder, and will help you choose between Medigap, Medicare Advantage, understand your situation, and actually give you some direction on the best way to go there. So I think between those three, Mark, that may give you what you're looking for. Is that helpful, sir?
Yes, sir, it is. Okay, thank you good. So very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Mark, and all the best to you in this next season of life. Congratulations on that retirement. Hey, by the way, Mark, if you're still there, hang on the line. I want to send you a great book that I think will be a blessing to you. It's called An Uncommon Guide to Retirement. It's written by my friend Jeff Hanen, and it's really about finding God's purpose for the next season of life, whether that's a sabbatical rest in the beginning, listening to God's voice for your calling, rethinking work in retirement, even understanding family systems and leaving a legacy. Again, that book is called An Uncommon Guide to Retirement. We'll put it in the mail as our gift to you. Stay on the line. Our team will get your information. We'll get it right out to you. All right, let's head to Florida. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Hello. My question is this. I would like to start doing a qualified charitable deduction for my IRA. However, I'm not 70 and a half yet, but I'm already having to take RMDs from an inherited IRA that my mother left me. It doesn't seem quite right that I shouldn't be able to do it from the inherited IRA if I'm already taking RMDs. Am I correct in that I can't do it till I'm 70 and a half?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Unfortunately, that is a requirement. And when okay. you're under 70 and a half, regardless of whether you have that inherited IRA or not, a QCD is not possible, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I haven't got long to wait. I've got another just about a year and a half. So I'll
great.
Just
well, yeah, it's a great tool when you get to that point, Dave. I know we talk about it often, but a lot of folks just aren't aware of the power of that qualified charitable distribution that allows you to get that money out, get it to your church or a ministry that you care about, like American Family Association or any number of others, and not recognize that as income, but satisfy that required minimum when that time comes. So great idea, but yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait till 70 and a half. Thanks for your call, sir. We appreciate it. Let's go to Oklahoma. Hi, Sheila. How can we help?
Can you hear me? Are you
yes,
able
ma'am.
To hear me?
I sure can.
All right. Good. All right. I take an RMD. I'm 75, and I have to do the RMD. And I am with an advisor that says if I will do taking the money, give it to my church, that I would reduce taxes. In other words, they would send the money to the church and reduce my taxes. I'm just calling to see if that's correct or not. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's similar to what we were talking about with the previous caller, Sheila. It's a great idea. And here's what happens. So you've been taking these RMDs, these required minimums, every year. And the IRS requires that you do that. And normally you take those out and they're payable to you. And so they're treated as a distribution, just like if you were to pull the money out because you wanted to, you know, you had some use for it, which means you pay tax on it as it comes out. Now, there is this what's called a qualified charitable distribution, and that's what we were talking about a moment ago, that allows you, once you're at least age 70 and a half, up to $100,000, you can take that money and send it directly to a 501c3, so a registered charity, so like American Family Association, your church, FaithFi, any 501c3. The key is the money doesn't come to you first. It goes straight to the charity through this qualified charitable distribution. That does two things. Number one is any amount that comes out through a qualified charitable distribution satisfies your required minimum up to the amount that you give. And then secondly, it's not added to your taxable income. So you don't pay taxes on it, which means you're satisfying that RMD and the charity gets more money because you're able to give more. So, yeah, if that's what he's talking about, that's a phenomenal idea, and it works exactly the way you're describing.
Okay, so it would reduce my taxes that I pay? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it wouldn't reduce your taxes. It just wouldn't add anything. And so here's how that would essentially reduce it. Normally, when you take that required minimum every year, it's adding to your taxable income. Well, if instead you send it directly to the charity through the qualified charitable distribution, that amount you were adding to your taxable income every year through the required minimum is no longer added. So, you know, if you're used to having that as a part of your income every year that's taxable, then yeah, you'd pay less because now that same amount you're pulling out is no longer going to be added to your taxable income, if that makes sense.
I understand now. You have explained it to me, and I thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Sheila. Thanks for your call today. We appreciate you being on the program. May the Lord bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We have some great callers, don't we? I love taking your questions each day. By the way, we have room for maybe one more question before we round out the broadcast today. Hey, let me mention something that the Bible warns us against. We like to dig into God's Word on this program. Today, I want to dig into Proverbs 27 and talk about presuming on the future. Here's what it says in God's Word. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what tomorrow will bring. You see, there's a number of ways that our culture promotes this kind of boasting, which assumes that we are in charge of tomorrow. Here's a few examples. Co-signing a loan. Proverbs 17, verse 18 calls this foolish. A man who lacks sense co-signs a loan becomes a guarantor for his neighbor. A second way we can do this, assuming prosperity is permanent. Proverbs 23, verses 4 and 5, here's what the warning in that passage about riches being uncertain. It says, do not toil to acquire wealth, be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it's gone. So prosperity shouldn't be our focus. Thirdly, assuming that you'll live a long time. James 4:14 says, what is your life? For you're a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Next, putting your faith in money, influence, or beauty. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman or a man who fears the Lord is to be praised. That's from Proverbs 31. Expecting to retire at a certain time and live a certain way, enjoying certain rewards. You don't know whether medical issues, family circumstances, or the economy will thwart your plans. Here's what James 4:13 says about this problem. Those of you who say today or tomorrow will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money, why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. So instead of playing God by presuming on the future, we need to presume on truth. When you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, here's what's true. And let me finish with this today. First, God provides. 2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him. Second, God meets our physical needs. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus says to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Third, God protects us spiritually. 1 Corinthians 1:7 says, Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. Next, trust God first, and then you can make plans. Proverbs 21:5 confirms that the plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. And then finally, God forgives us when we mess up. 1 John 1 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just. He'll forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Well, folks, that's it. We need to trust the promises of God. And, when we do that and we go back to Scripture and we renew our minds, ultimately, we put our life in a situation where we can experience God's best. Because here's the reality. Presuming on the future is dangerous. But when we're in Christ, we put our hopes and our plans and our circumstances into God's hands. And the good news is that He's faithful to forgive us our sins and provide for us now and in the future. Now, I hope that's an encouragement to you today as you consider where you're at in your financial life and your role to be found faithful as a steward in managing God's money. Patrick, I saw your question come in right here at the end. Let's see if we can get you scheduled to be on the broadcast first tomorrow, my friend. I'd love to tackle your question about helping your parents who are in a financial mess. Hey, before we wrap up today, let me remind you again, our campaign with Preborn for this year is going on today and tomorrow. Help us provide 4,500 free ultrasounds to women considering an abortion and share the love of Christ with them. Go to AFR.net right now to be a part of that. Just $28 provides one woman a free ultrasound. Thanks to my team today, Pat, Devin, Robert. Grateful for them. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.